By faith, we understand that the worlds were formed by the Word of God. Victor Oluwadamilari of the Ecclesia Embassy, the Church of the Called Out Ones, brings you the counsel of God in this teaching. Pay attention to these words. Your best days are here.
Shall we therefore lift up our hands to God our King, the Most High God, the one that is alive in us, alive through us, the one that can never be dethroned, the eternity God, the ever living God, the faithful God. We honor you this morning. We honor you this morning, Lord. To our Most High King. We honor you, Lord. Jesus, we enthrone you. We proclaim you as King. Standing here in the midst of us, we lift you up with our praise. And as we worship, build your throne. And as we worship, build your throne. As we worship, build your throne. Come, Lord Jesus, take your place. Take your place, Lord. Take your place in the life of individuals. Take your place in our homes. Take your place in all our endeavors. Take your place, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus. And take your place. Everybody everywhere, shout to the Lord of the earth. Let us sing. Say,
shout to the Lord of the earth. Let us sing.
Power and majesty.
Power and majesty.
Praise to the
King.
Mountains. We sing for joy,
acting for joy,
and the world
of your hand.
Forever we love you. Everybody say,
my Jesus, my Savior,
Lord,
Lord, there is none like you.
All of my days,
all of my days, I want to pray
the wonders of your mighty love.
Wonders of your
sing of us, dear,
Lord.
Raise your voice and call Him. You're my comfort.
My comfort.
My shelter. He's the tower of refuge and strength.
Tower of refuge and strength.
Let every breath.
Let
everybody
every
breath. Everywhere. All that I am.
All that I am.
Promises over your life. Remind the Lord of what He said. Remind the Lord of all His word. What He said to you, that it will help you, that it will not leave you, that it will strengthen you and encourage you, that it will see you through, that it will lead you on. Brother, sister, remind the Lord, nothing compares. I have joy in you. I have peace in you, my God. I have strength in you. I'm not shaken by nothing. So much strength in the God I follow. So much strength. So much strength. I have confidence in you. I have joy unending. I have love uncompromised. I have hope unfeigned. I have faith unperturbed. There's everything in you. This is my strength. Nothing compares to the promise we have in you. And being confident of this very thing, that He who had begun a good work in us is so committed to bring all to performance and perfection until the day of our Lord Jesus. We are not of them that lose hope. Because our life is beyond now. We have so much hope in you, Jesus. that you are more than able, exceeding abundantly, to do and bring to pass that which you have spoken concerning us. That's why coming here this morning for us is yet to partake of what you have said and grow in the reality of this. Lord, we spread forth our faith this morning, ready to have all of you today. Just looking at our faces differently. That's the way our hearts and our desires and our hunger for you are different. But the good news is this: thou opened thy hands and satisfied the desire of every living thing, because you give them their meat in due season. This morning is our season, and we stretch forth our strength to you, looking unto you the same way a child beckons unto the mother for suck. Satisfy us today. Send us your word of life again, and give us direction through your word. Thank you, Father. We love you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence always here. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. I say in Jesus' precious name. It's not to get your attention. In Jesus' precious name. It's not actually to end the prayer, because the first one was enough. In Jesus' precious name. Because everything you do, he said, do all in the name of the Lord, giving thanks to his name. And I said, amen. Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. In Jesus' precious name. Go ahead right now. Welcome your neighbor by the left, by the right. You're welcome. Welcome that person warmly with the love of Christ. Welcome that person with every strength of honor from you to the person. Tell that person, I love you. This is real. Never forget that. Thank you for coming to church and sitting by my side. It's an honor from you to me, sitting by my side. But I think above all that you are privileged to be by my side. Because in this season of his fullness, everything about me will flow. So watch out for everything that begins to happen in my life. You will be the first partaker, because you are sitting next to me today. You will tell someone on the 20th of October 2019, he sat by my side. But I didn't know that suddenly things will evolve. I'm telling you today, that will be the testimony. Therefore, brother or sister, sit tight. Enjoy this ride. I love you. Somebody shall flow. You may be seated. Glory to God. October 2019 for us in this movement. Time to be instructed. God said to us, the 12 months will be time tagged. So each month will be time for, time to, time by, time with, time as. So this October, time to be instructed. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 20, the scripture again. Hear counsel, receive instruction, that thou may be wise in the latter end. Meaning it is these instructions that will bring you to the fullness of God's flow for you as you journey through the season of his fullness. Solomon said again by the Spirit of God, Proverbs 9:9, give instruction to a wise man, which you are. He said, but the interesting thing is that he will yet be much more wiser. Teach a just man, which you are, it will increase in learning. Glory to God. I say glory to God. So instructions are very key, very crucial. We began looking at that last Sunday. Let me start with this. Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 18. NLT, sir. Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 18. NLT. God began to speak to the children of Israel after they had dwelt too long on the same spot. And he said to them, if you look at verse 6 thereof, but I'm not going to pay emphasis on that. He said, hey, you have dwelt too long. It's time to move. There's a shift. I need to take you to the next level of the possession agenda, the takeover
mandate for you. And then he said to them in verse 18, he said, at that time, I gave you instructions about everything you were to do. About everything. I mean, that is quite interesting. I gave you instructions about everything you were to do. And that is, understand, beloved, that is the same picture with us. We're brought into this virtue, not that we know better. We're brought into this because we are called out. So it's not about what we want to do, Uncle Patrick. It's all about what God wants to do with us. So he knows the prescriptions and he knows the specific instructions that will lead us to the distinction in our destination. So God began to tell them, hey guys, I have plans for you, but very important that I showed you what I want of you. If you're going to get it all. You know, it's so interesting that one of the things he said to them in verse 11 of that scripture, King James tries to say, he said, the Lord will bless you 1,000 times more. One of the most beautiful confessions, if you have been a Bible student, 1,000, Lord bless me 1,000 times more. He said, hear this. He said, the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as you are. Someone say amen to that. And bless you as he had promised you. Whoa! 1,000 times? That is quite remarkable. But he said to them in verse 18, hey, this 1,000 times promise is at the expense of the instructions that if you can abide yourself to it. So there's no better way to start the season of his fullness without fail. Time to be instructed. Because that charts a course that gives us in specifics what God wants of us. Do you understand? When you pick any good equipment, one of the things that becomes strong, I've said that several times, are the instructions that are binding to the functionalities of the equipment. Every disaster and destruction that happens to that equipment is solely because you decided not to follow. Every accident in driving is most of the time because men or drivers decided to go against one or two instructions. Don't sleep while driving. Don't drink while driving. Don't pee calls while driving. Don't overtake carelessly. Don't go beyond the speed limit. Are you with me, somebody? So when you flutter such instructions, you end up in destruction. You end up in accident. So God is saying, I am the pilot. What a state, what a beautiful homologia that Brother Steve brought us into. He is the driver. I am the pilot of this vehicle. I'm the one charting the course. Follow the instructions. If you follow it, you get there without fail. Do you understand, sir? You see, Christianity is so beautiful that if every one of us can abide to God's counsel, you can never be counseled in the race of life. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Believe me, sir. It's so beautiful. Whatever I told you last, go and check it. It has not changed. This is the pathway to your distinction. If you understand. Anything he told you last season, he didn't tell you. God has not returned back to tell you that he has canceled it. So it's not that I'm true with last season, I'm going to, no, sir. It becomes impossible. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm privileged standing here not to sit down and begin to fabricate what God did not say. But I'm here to tell you what God has said so that you can apply yourself to the same. Because I've seen something concerning the end of this season. It will be that your making is established. That amen has lost alignment. I'm speaking it in the name of Jesus Christ ahead of you. Only 2 Sundays you have experienced. But by the end of this season, everyone that the faith is alive right now, by the end of this season, as the Lord liveth, whose I am and whom I serve, your making shall be established. I said to God's people on Thursday that one of the things that God had become obvious for us is that this season is to announce us. This season is to show us forth. This season is to expose us that there will be no place for hiding. I prophesy by the grace of God upon my life because you are brought into this and I'm just privileged to lead you in it. Every one of you under the sound of my voice, you are coming out of the covering of life. Every one of you under the sound of my voice, you are coming out of the restrictions of life. The God that sent me to you in the name of Jesus is stepping you out of that limitation into an exposure that no devil can restrict. Matthew chapter 5 verse 14 must come to pass, that you become a city that is set on a hill that cannot be eaten. If you are that person, jump on your feet, lift up your two hands and shout, flow! Tell that neighbor, that's the reality. I'm going to be shown forth. I'm going to stand out. It will be obvious. People will know, identify, recognize that this is the hand of God upon my life. It's not my fault. It's what God has in store. As I take heed to his instructions, I am made. Give your neighbor an eye five and say, yes. You may be seated. I established some things this morning before I give you more instruction than he said. We looked at three last week and then we continue. But before then, you will agree with me that no teacher actually likes giving instructions to the pupils. Teachers actually love making the pupils happy and comfortable. Oh, teachers actually love with the Gabriel, you are there. The destiny nurturing arena. Teachers actually love to crack jokes with the children. And the children are so teacher. And they make statements that I love this teacher. But you know that what will make them is not the jokes, they are the instructions. No parent loves to beat the children. Something happened, I think, about 2-3 months ago. I decided to beat all my children minus one for the first time in my life. But I remember a week before then, all of them were in the car and said, Daddy has never beaten me. Daddy does not beat. Daddy is a good daddy. But that day was so remarkable. As they came in like this, with uniforms on, I gave them 7 scriptures, trust me. And then I began to give them one after the other. Am I wicked? Yeah, no. Do you like what I'm doing? Yes, it's great. Will you do it again? Never in my life. I promise, when we're true again, do you still love me? Yes, I do. You have to love me because I gave you instruction. My instruction is not for your debate. My instruction is not for your negotiation. Will you beat them again? Probably not. But if they go against my instruction, I will do it again. I would love to be the good dad. I just love my dad more than this one. It doesn't matter. But if I leave you living that carelessness as a lifestyle, I will seek your destruction while I'm alive. So no good teacher, sir, no good parents want to be the one always ushering the instruction. Do this, do that, do this, do that. But it is actually for their making. So when God brings us into a new season like this, it becomes very obvious that, Lord, you know it more than I do. You have a plan for me and the plan is for good. So I must humble myself to know the details, and as I've always said, so I will not be detained or delayed or denied. Neither disappointed. What is God saying about instructions before I give you as many as we can with the time we have today? Number one, today, God values us based on our reactions to his instructions. He said, I should tell you that he values you based on your reactions to his instructions. So God places values on us relatively to our reactions to his counsel, to his demand, to his dictates. So the reason why God relates with one person better than the other is not necessarily because of love. is because of the person's response to what he told him. Have you forgotten, sir? In the land, then, when there was no different countries, one nation, God said, hey, tell everyone, I'm going to destroy the earth. And one man decided to follow God's instruction. Others were not ready. It was so painful in the heart of God that the men that I created, I'm about to destroy them. That instruction looked funny and crazy. But are you aware, sir? The Bible chronology said that Noah built that ark between 60 to 70 years. God gave him an instruction, and that instruction lasted 50 to 70 years. To you, ladies and gentlemen, you will have said God had changed his mind. I'm just trying to paint a picture. Do you understand? Multitude, the Bible said there were millions on the face of the earth, and God gave that instruction that I'm going to destroy the earth. Every one of you must take heed to this. Change your ways. Follow this instruction that I'm giving through Noah. It's for your rescue. 60, 70 years. Nothing suggested that it will come to pass. But when he finished building the ark, sir, think about it. How foolish that man Noah was. But it shows the obedience of a man to God's instruction. Ladies and gentlemen, every day for 60 to 70 years, that man kept building. And I asked myself, what a mockery. Stupid man. Idiot. How can you say such a thing? Can't you see? But he stood on God's instruction. He stood so strong on the instruction that at the end of that day, when it happened, nobody escaped. Including children. Including pregnant women. Only he and his sons and their wives. Don't be foolish, my brother. Don't be foolish, sir. You know, sometimes, let me show you, for me, how to know a foolish person. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7. I want to show you how to know. You know, sometimes, foolish people actually try to appear wise. They can speak in tongues. They have so much packages. And you see, I say this with every sense of pain in my heart. Because some of us, God has started doing great things in our lives. Look up, sir. And then we'll look at that scripture. Now, look up. For those of us that began from the onset here, don't deceive yourself. 3 years backward, this is not you. I mean, remarkable. Look at fleet of cars outside. I mean, remarkable. 3 years down the line, beloved, this is not you. And many of you have never prayed for personally, one-on-one. So it's not about you coming to me. Friends, I know what lies ahead. If only, do you understand? Stop trying to appear wise. You can be so foolish if you keep living out of God's instruction. Look at that scripture. Thank you, sir. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But see fools, they despise wisdom and instruction. That for me, that's how you can see now who is a foolish wife. That's how you know. A foolish husband, that's how you know. A foolish follower, that's how you know. They despise instructions. But they appear wise. Oh, no, don't mind that. No, it's okay, no problem. We see the end. So the beginning of the things happening now does not really matter. But a good shepherd will keep telling that sheep, hey, follow, boy. I stand here by divine privilege, not because I'm better than you, but simply because I'm just a messenger to lead a generation. So it becomes very strong, that hey, the wisdom that you approach, it's not about honoring me, but honoring the words that I speak. Because you can be honoring me. Oh, I honor you, lead brother. But you never honor the words. You're a foolish person. You sound wise. You look wise. You're a foolish person. I've had privilege to talk to people one-on-one, giving them instructions. And at the end of the day, they flutter it. And they think they're wise. But you're not. The Bible says you're a foolish man. Do you understand? God give you understanding if you choose to. So understand, sir. God relates with you based on your reactions to his instructions. How strong How true? God does not relate with us based on love. You need to get this strong, sir. Love does not give you anything significant. It is obedience to instruction. I'm just busting someone's bubble right now. What love does is to show you what is available, but never gives, make you obtain it. Do you understand? You need to get this. What you do, what you don't do will not tamper with God's love over your life. But until you learn, hear me? Until you learn to follow God's instruction and your obedience to it thereof, that is when you experience all that God has in store. That's why believers are struggling. He loves me. He loves me. He knows my name. He loves me. Excess love story. Excess love story, sir. Please understand. Excess love story. If you keep going against that instruction, I mean, just look at the picture of someone like me who has many children. And then a particular child keeps going contrary. And a particular one keeps going exactly, following the details. Sir, there's a blessedness to obedience. Understand? Let me show you the scriptures. Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 2. For all those things are mine. They are mine, saith the Lord. They are the works of my hand. And all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man I will look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. Mia surie kabastia. Did you hear what I said in the spirit? That is God's word. And trembleth at my word. This is the man I look. Everything they are mine. What I said is true. The life I brought him into is true. But this is the man I pay attention to. The one that trembles at my word. He doesn't weigh my word. He doesn't despise my word. He doesn't look down on my word. But he trembles at my word. Message translation of that scripture, sir. He said, I made all this. I hone all this. God's decree. He said, but there is something I'm looking for. What are you looking for, God? If you see verse 1, he said, the earth is my footstool. The heaven is my throne. I call the shots. He said, hey, in the midst of that, he said, there's something I'm looking for. A person, simple and plain, reverently responsive to what I say. Reverently responsive to what I say. Now, you know, hear me. God began to speak on. He said, hey, it will get to a point whereby those instructions will cause you pain and shame. And God said, to the point that your family, verse 5 King James, to make it plain, to the point that your family begins to say, where is your God? We will see what will happen. You know what God told them? God said, as long as you stay on my instruction, because that gives me so much responsibility over your life, I will ensure that at the end of the day, it will appear to your joy. And they shall be ashamed. Woo! Woo! They shall be ashamed. How strong are you to God's instruction? I don't know why things are not working. I don't know why God is not looking at my direction. Hi, the last one he told you, what did you do to it? Do you understand? Sir, I'm so strong and I'm so resolute because every day I give myself a daily check. The last thing he said, did I shake? Am I still on it? I called the good man this morning and I said, hey, this must not be. Tell them. And it was right down before service. And you know why I said that? Because I discovered, the Holy Spirit just gave me a nudging while I was putting on my clothes. He said, hey, I said this before service must always be. I have not changed my mind. The last instruction still stands. And careless people have started fluttering it. I said, hey, my friend, make sure, and that was 15 minutes before that time allotted for it. Make sure, far before, maybe some of you have not woken up. Make sure that this is strong. If it's fluttered, no. And you know what happened, sir? When God sees that you stay on his last command, the blessing can never be corrupted. you won't miss out. I say you won't miss out. You know, I don't know about you, but my years of working in the ministry, I relate with people, as well, workers of mine, not of mine, workers, co-workers, that is, people that we work together in the office. I relate with them, every one of them, based on their reaction to all my instructions. When I see a young man or a young woman working with me who does not listen to everything I say, well, listen is not actually a mild word, because actually everybody listens, yes sir, but they don't do. I just begin to know, no. And that's why you've heard me say, I put people in boxes. Because it's as simple as that. When I see the way you relate to my instruction, you become dear to me. And I'll show you one statement that God taught me. You become dear to me. But when you play with it, and it's the same way with God, you would be somebody. Even in the work system, we have great guys in the office, but I don't relate with everybody equally. I love everybody equally, but I don't relate with everybody equally. Why? The last few instructions I gave, how did you do it? So that begins to make me know. No. Are you with me, somebody? It becomes very strong and very important that you understand this. Proverbs chapter 1. Let me show you the scripture. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes I know God's word. Therefore, I will not fail. The word of God will make me and bring out the best in me. In the name of Jesus Christ. Proverbs chapter 1. Let's do message. I think it will be simple. From verse 22. All right. Simpletons. Simpletons are simply people that are simple. The ones that are humble to God's word. Are you getting? You soon get it now. How long will you wallow in ignorance? Cynics. How long will you feed your cynicism? Idiots. How long will you refuse to learn? About face! I can revise your life. This is God speaking, sir, with every anger. Look, I'm ready to pour out my spirit on you. I'm ready to tell you all I know. As it is, I called, but you turned a deaf ear. I've reached out to you, but you've ignored me. Go on. Since you laugh at my counsel and make a joke of my advice, how can I take you seriously? Oh, do you understand? Don't forget what we're looking at right now. God said he relates with every one of us based on our reactions to his instructions. I don't know why God is doing me like this. No, sir, relax. Love is not the key. He has always loved you eternally before you were born. Is your reaction to his instruction that makes the difference. So before you start running, because you know we are new birth believers, so we run with many unbalanced rhema. Oh, it's love of God. It's not true, sir. It's not true. Your obedience. I mean, God loved Jesus, but God still killed him. And Philippians chapter 2 began to make us understand that this is the reason why God now honored him and gave him a name above all names, because he was obedient even to the death of the cross. Woo! So hey, among everyone, everything, I must honor this man, because I relate to men based on their obedience to my instruction. I'm just giving someone a lifetime rhema. Stop struggling for nothing. Let a man of God start work also 3 years ago and go to mountain 50 days in 2 months. He can't command what we command if he decides not to follow instruction. That's the power of instruction. Get away from this. Get rid of that. Stay clear of this person. You may not understand it, but do it.
It may not make sense, but it will make sense. I've told you so.
What a God. He doesn't have time to bring you to a point of discussion before he gives instruction. Never ever think so. God never does that. Go on, sir. How can I take you seriously? I'll turn the tables and joke about your troubles. Come on, sir. Go on, sir. Thank you. What if the roof falls in and your whole life goes to pieces? What if catastrophe strikes and there's nothing to show for your life but rubble and ashes? Oh my God. You will need me then. True or false? We will. You will call for me, but don't expect an answer. No matter how hard you look, you won't find me. It's not Solomon. It's God speaking, beloved. Go on, sir. Because you hated knowledge and had nothing to do with the fear of the Lord. Because I showed you in that Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7, the same scripture. He said, the fear of the Lord is knowledge. It's the beginning of instruction and wisdom. Go on, sir. Because you wouldn't take my advice and brush aside all my offers to train you. To do what, sir? Well, you've made your bed, now lie on it. You wanted your own way, now how do you like it? Don't you see what happens? You simpleton, you idiot. Carelessness kills. Complacency is murder. Do you understand who a simpleton is again? Just take everything simple. It means it's okay. It doesn't matter. I don't care. I have my life to live. God said they are idiots. You now see why I said I can show you how to know a fool. It's why when he disregards, he may appear wise. It's why when he has stayed in church for a while. Complacency is murder. Did you hear that, sir? Kabosh, hear by yes. Verse 33, loud. Everybody wants to go. Woo! Did you see that? Pay attention to me. Then, sir, relax. Tell that devil he can't touch this. Relax, my friend. Stop struggling for carelessness. Stop making me to try to walk. It's not necessary. Pay attention to me, then relax. Sir, I don't know about you, sir. If I hear God, I do it to a fault. I stay stubborn on it, no shaking. Your reaction, your statement cannot move me. When you see God, ask him. He knows. And that's why it becomes very easy to talk to me. That's why it becomes very easy for him to always communicate. Because he knows that this boy is a child who listens and obeys all. For the time we have left, let's review the three we looked at last week, and then we push again by the Spirit of Christ. What is God saying to us? Time to be instructed. What did God say to us? And what's God saying to us? He said, number one, we should cultivate and treasure his presence, because that's the atmosphere you will always live in this season. He said, build that experience. I showed you in FFF two Thursdays ago the fellowship he had brought us into. Fellowship with him, fellowship with one another, fellowship with the saints of old, and fellowship with self. And it gives us the remarkable experience that is available. He said, the more you come, the more you rub me in. You smell me, you carry me. And it made it clear. He said, there's a difference between my presence and my power. Operating in power does not guarantee his presence. I told you that. Number two, he said, pay attention to yourself. Any change you want to see, change first. Things around you will change when you change. He said so. He said, this is the secret to a lasting change in the life of man. Because you don't put new wine into old wineskin. Mark chapter 2, verse 22. So stay away consciously from the old, because something is about to be done new. Number three, he said, do away with anything that is not going and anyone not going in your direction. He said, so that you can see your journey run smoothly. Because it's an eagle's flight this season. It's an eagle's flight. I mean, that is strong. answer without, when he said it, he dropped the scriptures. Jonah 1:15, TLB. You know, let me say this under God. When those scriptures come, I don't check. Jambrena, 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 Iamboko Sirema. Oh. Lift up your voice and decree the word of God. Say the word of God will produce in me. We're going to worship very soon and then we'll come back with confession. But you see, friends, I'm limited. I'm limited in helping you. I'm not permitted to counsel you. It has not changed. Lee brother, but what happened? No, there's nothing I can do. I'm limited in helping you. He said, serve them the word. And that's why I meant it, sir. I will get to that point. I will tell you to go. When he started doing it, anyone I told go, he said, I'm impressed. The last person I told go, he said, God saved you. He told me, he saved me. If you had fluttered it, you would have messed up. He says, this season, I will allow you to send many off. Why? If you decide not to obey his word. It's not my church. Those of you that know me, I remember one time, Dr. Henry sent me a letter. He said, I know your heart. You are so tender. You're a loving person. And when I read that letter, I cried that line. I said, it's true. But I'm becoming hard. And the Holy Spirit whispered to me, I need your hardness for this assignment. So I'm imparting to you that strength to discipline and train my people. I decree that you will never be lost. Say every word of mine that I send to you. Apply it. Use it. Apply it. Use it. Everything that has brought you into carelessness of not applying or paying attention to God's word, I break that stronghold now.
Yeah, I hear the scripture. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7, amplified. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7, amplified. In the name of Jesus, let's flow. Let's flow, guys. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7. Kelapoko shibariti demastika. Keboko paratititika. Siko prende keshti. Think over these things I am saying. Understand them and grasp their what? Application. For the Lord will grant you full insight and understanding in everything. Grasp, uncle, the application. You need to apply these things. They are your life. You need to apply these things. Therefore, you're making. I beg you. You need to apply these things. Therefore, you're making. Don't play careless. You need to apply these things. Lift up your two hands to me. Father, thank you for your word. Go ahead and thank you for his word. Go ahead and thank you for his word. Please thank him for his word. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him for his word. The word that will produce is the one that you thank him for. Thank you for his word. Thank you for his word. I thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Your word is working in me. Your word is changing me. Your word is improving me. Your word is bringing me into fullness. Your word is evolving me. Your word is transforming me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Messiah. Can someone say yes to Jesus this morning? Can someone say yes to Jesus? If anyone is here this morning and then you have not received him as your Lord and Savior, please let me give you that privilege wherever you are. Jesus, forgive me. And Jesus, save me. Wherever you are, lift up your right hand and I'll pray for you. Everyone that is saying yes to Jesus, God bless you, sir. God bless you. God bless you there also. God bless you. God bless you. God be with you. God bless you. God bless you, sir. If you are still joining them, lift up that hand. That's all you will need to do. And then you make confession of your faith. And that's all. God bless you. God bless you. Please place the other hand on your chest, sir. Thank you, sirs. Thank you, sir. Thank you, children. Place the other hand on your chest and whisper this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for saving me. Jesus, you will be my Lord forever and ever. From today, I declare you as the captain of my salvation. Thank you for saving me. I am free from the power of hell from today and forever. Amen. And I pray for you that the same hand of God that reached out to you for salvation, that same hand of God be with you forever. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Put down your hands. Immediately we're true in the next 40 minutes. Immediately we're true. You can see a stand there. Just look at that direction. Those of you, look at that direction. A stand there is called Pastoral Care. I'll be there waiting for you. Is that okay? Just to speak a word over your life. God be with you. Lift up your two hands, everybody, everywhere. And just worship Him. The Bible said, when they heard the word, they worshiped God for the word. Lift up your voice and worship the Lord. Worship Him. Worship Him. Now lift up your voice and make your confession. I choose the way of the Lord. Remember, it's not prayer. It's a confession right now. I choose the way of the Lord. I choose the way of the Lord. I choose the way of the Lord over my life. No more foolishness. I walk in the path of righteousness. I walk in the path of realities. I walk in the path of truth. I walk in the path of life. I choose the way of the Lord. Somebody talk to God. I will not fall into that trap again. I will not fall into that sin again. I will not fall into that calamity again. I choose the way of the Lord because my God has shown me His way. I'm a wise child of God. I choose the way of the Lord. I'm a smart child of God. Foolishness has been disowned. Foolishness has been disappointed. Foolishness has been divorced. I walk in the life of God. I make this confession of faith. I will not be trapped again. I will not keep doing the same thing, the same way, and expect better results. Victor is improving. Victor is changing. Victor is advancing. I know better. I live better. I walk better. I talk better. I think better. I make right decisions. I choose better. In the name of Jesus, this is my confession. I apply God's word. I apply God's word. I apply God's word over my life. In the name of Jesus, I step out of this place into dominion. I step out of this place into clarity. I step out of this place into light. I cannot walk in darkness any longer. I walk in light. I walk in specifics. I walk in resoluteness of the word of God. What the word says, that is what I do. What the word says, that is what I become. I am far from foolishness. I'm far from being a simpleton. I am God's wise child because His word is my light and my salvation. Because His word is my strength and my power. Therefore, I walk in the reality of this. I walk in the consciousness of this. I walk in the fullness of this. I walk in the specifics of this. Father, word, Father, I'm the Lord. He's the way of me.
I choose the way of the Lord.
For the way of the Lord
is the way.
Is the way. I divorce that relationship that is not helping me. I divorce that wrong decision. I choose the way. I choose the way. We're going to sing it again. I want you to meditate on the words of this song. What a song that Brother Huyi sang for us this morning. I want you to let it soak into your spirit. Let it soak. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. And wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom produces rulership. By it, kings reign. By it, kings enjoy dominion. Wisdom brings stability, Isaiah said. Wisdom is everything. Wisdom is life. Even the Bible said Christ is the wisdom of God. For the
way
I, Victor, choose.
I choose the way of the Lord.
Two more times. Meditate upon it and sing.
For the way of the Lord.
And lift up your right hand. James said, by the Spirit of Christ, is any man lacking wisdom? Let him ask. This ask this time around is pray of God, who giveth, James 1:5, liberally and upbraideth not, showing to us that wisdom is what God gives lavishly and does not withhold. Hey, Father, in the name of Jesus, from our little ones to our elderly ones to our beautiful women, nursing mothers, to our young men and husbands and fathers, to the elderly ones among us, as a family, we ask for wisdom. You said you would give to us lavishly and liberally. We receive now. Someone shout it, I receive. Wisdom of the world, I receive. Wisdom better than the ancients, I receive. Operative wisdom, I receive. Wisdom in all its dimensions, I receive. Wisdom in all its infinite varieties, I receive. Wisdom that makes kings reign I receive wisdom to speak. I receive wisdom to think right. I receive wisdom to do right. I receive in the name of Jesus. This day, foolishness is destroyed in my being. This day, stupidity is gone out of me. Because from now, I know what to do. I know how to operate by the reason of God's wisdom at work in me. I live my life in His fullness. In this season, I stand out among my equals because wisdom has become my stability. Today, in the name of Jesus, I identify with wisdom and I apply wisdom in all that I do. It shall be declared obvious that this man operates in God's wisdom. Therefore, the Daniel in me shall manifest as a woman. The Esther in me shall manifest as a man. The David in me shall manifest this day. Christ in me, the wisdom of God is functioning maximally everywhere, in all things, in all ways, in the name of Jesus. As Christ is the wisdom of God, I have Christ in me. Therefore, that wisdom of God is operative in the inside of me. Foolishness out! Speaking tongues right now, everybody. Shikatata payekas. Rando ko paye.
By the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. By the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord.
It shall be said of the Ecclesia family, they are wise men and women. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You know, as we're praying right now, it's just a flash of the Spirit. Two women, and I don't know why I'm saying this, two women are the only people that had the book in the Bible. Two women. How many? Who are they? Esther and Ruth. Two things the Holy Spirit, he says, he should tell you, became significant over their life. Honor and submission. Honor and submission. Every one of them honored their authority. Honored their husband. Submitted to them. I don't know why God is leading me to this. Let me tell you, women, you will lose everything if you don't understand this application. Why should those two women stand out? Interestingly, they were not prophets. Interestingly, they were not women of God that, oh, I came to preach. God gave me word. If you go and check Esther and Ruth, they never said, thus hear the Lord. But they came into dominion, two, sir, go and check. Honor, submission. As a word for someone, as a woman, and for someone, the proof of sonship is service. You can't say you are a son of a man of God and you can't serve. He's still worship. It's his carelessness. The proof of your sonship to God is your honor of God. for the way of the Lord. What we will do, all through this week, make that your song and your confession. For the way.
You can get more of our materials on our website, www.ecclesiachristianembassy.org. Be part of the worship experience at the Ecclesia Embassy, Abu Resettlement, Abuja. Be part of our growing online community with the handle at Ecclesia Embassy. For further inquiries, please call 0803-400-7767 or 0708-671-2410. You are free to pick the audio teachings free of charge and share with your friends. You're blessed.